Well, good afternoon, all. It is 1 o'clock, so we might as well get started soon. I'm just going to go ahead and start with the roll call. Of course, if people tune in a little later, that's all completely fine. And then we can jump in. So, is Alexandra Orchard here?
Hi.
Hello. Alessis Adkins, Anna Kephart, Annie Tang, Betsy Baldwin, Caitlin Wells,
Yep.
Christy Tomachek. Oh, hi, Caitlin, right? Hi. Christy Tomachek, Devin Proudfoot,
Hi.
Eleanor Blackman. Hi, Devin. Sorry, I'm going fast. Okay, slow down. Elizabeth Wilkinson, Ella Van Holtum, Emma Jolly, Greg Farr, Jane LaBarbera, Joanne Archer isn't able to tune in right now. Joanna Carl,
Hello.
John Andrew. Hi, Joanna. Lavinia Chufa, sorry if I mispronounce your name. Linda Hawking, Linda Sellers, Lisa Callahan, Lynn Moulton, Margaret Kidd,
Here.
Mariella Sop. Hi, sorry. Hi,
Just
Margaret.
walk
Yeah. Mariella Soprano, Megan Blair, Megan Lyon, Malaka Cotman,
Here.
Monique Sugimoto. Hi, Malaka, right? Olivia Solis, Sarah Chetney, Sarah Casson, Suzanne Reller, and Thomas Allen. So, of course, thank you all for all of you who are able to make it to the meeting right now, and also to everyone who's tuning in later. I just want to acknowledge that we've accomplished a great task already. So, this is a moment to be very proud of because we basically put together a folder of our nearly final recommendations, and it's there. So, congratulations, everybody. Thank you so much for your teamwork and for all of your effort in this project. It sounds like somebody's outside or has a vacuum cleaner going pretty loud. So if any of you are in that environment, it might be a good idea to just cancel your microphone unless you have something to say. And we should just go ahead and jump in. So the first thing on the agenda is I put Christine DiBella and Christine Kim on the hot seat. So I forwarded our draft final recommendations to them, and I'd really love to hear their feedback in whatever to whatever extent they'd like.
Well, first of all, I just want to say that this is an amazing amount of work and so appreciate like all the work that all of you have been able to put in so far. It's tremendous to see because as you know, like the staff interface of the application, it's where people spend most of their time and it's very complex in this application. So it's really encouraging to see like all the different recommendations you've been able to put together and all the work you've done together. So it's just amazing. I think like I'm very interested to hear this discussion about sort of where everyone is feeling about how done this is and how ready it is for distribution. I haven't had time to like sort of read through everything, but I will say like one of my initial reactions is it's a lot. As you know, it's a lot of things. So it's just my question is how digestible is this going to be for people in the community to respond to and to get feedback from? Because we certainly don't want to send something out and people like see how much it is and that prevents them from getting any further. So want to just sort of think strategically about maybe what in the documentation itself could be done to make it a little bit more accessible in terms of people providing feedback on it and maybe how even if you sort of roll out everything at once, if there's a way to sort of guide people through the experience of reading through it, or, you know, getting reactions to certain parts of it and things like that. There might be more, and Kim can talk about this more too. There might be more that can be done in terms of the visual component of it, or adding summaries to things, sort of high level summaries to things, that might make it easier for people to sort of at a glance figure out sort of what are the basic principles, what are the high level recommendations that you're making, and then determine if they want to, if this is something that's really important to them and want to delve further into it, and provide feedback that way. Kim, do you want to say some things about this?
Yeah, I think this all looks really great. I'm so impressed by how much work you all did in such a short amount of time. And I was reading through some of it, and I did follow along with some of the presentations in prior meetings. But I think for a newcomer who's getting a fresh start at looking at your recommendations that you came up with, it might lean in a bit more overwhelming side, just because of the extent of the work that you all put in, which I mean, all the detail is incredibly important for, I think, the developers in the future. I wonder if there are some ways to make it easier to digest. So some of the things were, Lydia had actually mentioned this, maybe there's a way to rearrange the table of contents in a more linear fashion, so that maybe it follows the user manual. So there's a section for resources and then a section for accession modules, things like that. Something that's that will guide people through in the manner that they're already using it. That could be an idea. We did talk to Lainey about it, just because we wanted to get the a developer perspective, because in the end they're going to be the ones looking at this. And she did agree that it would be easier just if there is a section for all the changes that will come through in the resources section, if that's listed out. However, anything that that comes through for the global side, they would want that in a bigger overview type of fashion. In terms of summaries or visuals, I thought maybe there could be something like an abstract for each section, highlighting the major changes that you're recommending and maybe emphasizing why it's important, or possibly more visually, if there's like a before or after type of screenshot, so what the interface looks like now, and then maybe a side-by-side comparison of what you'd like it to look like, just pointing out the major features. So those are just some general ideas I had, but overall I think it looks really great, and there's so much information that I think we just want to help people digest it.
Great, thank you both. Okay, does anybody in the group have any responses to that? Any feedback? I think a lot of group sections already have some overviews. So if there's some pages that don't, that might be a good thing to go ahead and add. So, like, I think maybe a paragraph summary of what are some of the strongest points that you're making on your page. It's tricky to think about the amount of work it would take to reorganize the recommendations. One thing that I was wondering about is about our delivery on the member list. So I think it's really important to have a link to the folder and to have an overarching introduction and description. But I had been kind of conflicted about maybe sharing like week by week, in addition to that, a page. So like, oh, by the way, here's the data entry team's page, something like that. One thing that I've realized, And maybe I noticed it earlier, but I totally forgot it until I tried to look into this some more, is that there's an ability to do comments for individual documents, but not for the file. So say if I do share our folder, there's the option to have all edit capabilities or view only capabilities, which is not ideal either way. So I would imagine what I would do is I would what I was thinking about doing is just downloading the entire file as a version control, and then I know that's risky, but allowing that edit capability because of the additional input being so important, even though they could potentially wipe us out too. Lynn just wrote, make a backup version of the documents in advance of sharing. Yeah, yep, that sounds like a really good idea. What do people think about that? I tried to frantically copy everything into Confluence again, but I realized also that the screenshots and JPEGs or PNGs that were embedded within the Google Docs, in addition to the formatting, the images did not carry over. So that would be a bear to import in, which eventually it will need to be anyway, unless we link to a view-only copy of our Google Drive as the final version. All right, Jane wrote, how easily will it be to track changes if we let folks edit the text outright? Okay, well, it's pretty easy. You just have to keep track of it. So I'm going to share my screen right now. Let's see here. Let's see whether I have something worth sharing. All right. So say I'm going to this table of contents, which everyone has contributed so much to formatting, and thank you so much. It looks so much better. So up at the very top here, it says last edit was made 3 hours ago by Margaret Kidd. And so when I click on it, then it says there was one edit today. And then off to the right side, there's also edits from earlier too. So that could be a possibility.
This is Mariela. Hi. Can I ask a question?
Yes. Yes.
What we are trying to achieve, what are we trying to achieve with the opening the document to comments? Are we trying to get input and say, are we covering all topics? Are we trying to achieve that the document reads well and manage to explain where we would like to see announcements and changes? I'm trying to figure out what is really the reason for open. I'm not saying that I'm against it. I'm just trying to figure out because if it's to see if we are covering all aspects or it may be a much slimmer list could be enough to get feedback and remain the document as the final report for developers and so on. Because I agree that it's really difficult for anybody spending time and digesting the document as is, and then give comments.
Thanks, Mariela. I think the most important thing with sharing these recommendations with the membership is just to maintain a level of communication and transparency. Since everybody is working so much in the system, even though we've come up with a lot of really great recommendations, there may be some people who potentially disagree or don't agree with our solutions to these potential problems and may come up with slightly potentially better solutions, possibly. I do know that there are some parts of the documentation that we've created that haven't addressed some issues, such as with digital objects and also with dealing with multiple repositories, probably because a lot of us within this group haven't had to deal so much with these particular instances. So if there are people on the member list that have more experience with that, their input would be much appreciated. As far as the second part of your question, I had a kind of difficult time understanding it. So would you like to repeat it, or is there anybody else who would like to jump in to address it?
I try to repeat it. I don't know if you are listening, hearing me better. I was just suggesting that a way could be just to create a much shorter list where we explain the suggested changes or whatever, and then so that it's easy for people to go through. Than having to go through the document which suggests, has all the suggestions and plus the explanations and so on. I'm just trying to see how it could be made easier for people to digest and then to make comments. Did you follow this one?
Right, right. So it's always like a balance of how much meta description we're going to give, like description and then description about the description and then more description about the description. So like the most bare bones idea would be like the table of contents, at least that is as a concept, like having that be the most distilled access point right there. And then trying to incrementally find like a happy level of description that delivers the content but doesn't drown us in it. I think the most digestible as most digestible as possible is great, and I know I'm definitely guilty of being wordy. So say for example, if you see areas, especially in the visual area, and you know that a certain somebody made it and it's too wordy, please feel free to cut it down and make it more succinct. Yeah. All right. In the comments, Joanna wrote, at this point in the process, how should we provide feedback? Comments in the final
today. So could you work where James usually works? Would that be all right? Or at the desk in front? Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm in an online meeting. But there's a chair over here you could take for there. Do you want to sit right over there? Okay. You might be able to do that right there. Is this okay? All right.
Joanna wrote, at this point in the process, how should we provide feedback? Comments in the final documents, email to the group, or something else? Folks, do you have any thoughts or suggestions about that? I think, all right, great. Sarah wrote in that she likes the ideas of comments. Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. All right. Great.
This actually, I would say, brings up a question for me in terms of, so each group has sort of finalized their document and sort of presented their recommendations, but I wonder across groups, like if there are still, like, if there are people that weren't in a particular group but have a lot of comments on those recommendations, I wonder if it might be better to sort of work through those before this is distributed to the membership as a whole. like this would be kind of the first vetting would be within the staff interface group here across the different groups and sort of work out those comments before it gets distributed to a wider pool of people. I'm just not sure how much cross-group feedback there is at this point, or if people feel like each document on its own represents the entire group's recommendations.
Mm-hmm. Folks, do you have any feedback for that too?
I have one comment, which would be, I know I've said before that I thought it might be good to have an overview, short document that talks about all of the ideas briefly, that just puts it in a succinct way, that would be before the table of contents, so people would know where they wanted to go to look for more detail. That's just a thought, and I understand it does make sense to do more vetting if we need to first. That's it. Thanks.
Okay. In this folder, I had drafted up an introduction, which I think definitely could be improved. It was more about the background with this particular group, but it could also become more of a extreme cliff notes for our recommendations too. So people take a look at this introduction, and maybe that might be a good place to also have a kind of distilled summary of recommendations, like very distilled. Also in the comments, Lynn wrote that there was a commentary period for groups to have input on other groups' documentations, but it wasn't very formal. And so there could be some merit to that as well. Say, for example, what I was concerned about doing earlier was, an idea I could have that I thought about having was assigning some reviews of, say, for example, two groups' documentations. So, say, the visual interface reviews permissions and data entry, and so each group would be assigned to look over these particular things. Now, if people in that group were really passionate about a different topic and they didn't get assigned it for yet the last time, that would be really frustrating to them. Does having another round of vetting and review sound like something this group would be okay with? And if so, does that approach or something or a different approach sound good to you guys? Another idea is to go ahead and just share it out on the listserv and the archive space. A person who wrote in had an interesting idea about seeing if we can make sure that the links on the table of contents link out to comment-only capabilities. So that could be the key right there. That could be a possibility to make everything happen. As we share it out with the member list, it's going to take them a while to get through it, which means that they'll be commenting and potentially we would be commenting as we go through our assigned readings too. And it might speed up the process a little bit as far as getting a bunch of new ideas, really shaking things up and then responding to that. Johanna wrote, I think a final review now that all the final documents are together rather than each individual document on its own is a good idea. Okay. How do you guys feel about whether we should do potentially another 2-week round or another 1-week round of internal review and then share it out? What do you think? Would people have time to do a review in 1 week, or is that too quick of a turnaround? 2 weeks. Yep. Okay. Does assigning some reviews sound okay? Sound acceptable? And if you really are passionate about other areas too, please feel free to jump in with that. Okay. Betsy wrote, I agree and worry that the documents as is could be overwhelming and may be able to be distilled. 2 weeks is best also. Okay. Yep. Okay. Additional feedback. 2 weeks is good. All right. So my question, just to repeat it, is what I, for the sake of straightforwardness, is just to assign each group to review two different topics and just do what you're able to do, basically. But this way, hopefully, a bunch of eyes are on different topics. Jane wrote in, do we want to work on writing distilled abstracts during the 2-week period as well? So say if your team's documentation doesn't yet have an overview, like some sort of paragraph at the very beginning that summarizes and distills what you guys talk about, it would be great if you guys could go ahead and write that up. So if we're going to do the team assignments, team reading assignments, let's see here. I'm going to just quickly share my screen, and this is what I would do is basically, all right, so visual layout is here, and so I'd suggest that visual layout takes organization and navigation. And then organization of menus takes navigation and data entry, just like that. So navigation would take data entry and user accounts. User accounts would take customization. Time-saving devices, they had a really challenging topic that did overlap with a bunch of different areas. So what they did instead is they have this Excel document that is pretty amazing of all of these keyboard shortcuts that they've drafted up, and any other kind of documentation that they had earlier within their Google Docs, they've been trying to implement it into integrated into the other team documents because of the overlap already. So people from the time-saving devices group, does it sound right to skip you guys? Since, well, no, not skip, because of your Excel. So anyway, you get the idea, right? So basically just go the next one, the next two down from your group on that list, okay?
Lydia, this is Margaret, and I'm on the time-saving group, and yes. I was going to say, since you had suggested that we incorporate some of our things in the other people's documents, it's kind of lending itself to looking at all of them, so it might just be that we comment on the areas where we're adding information to. That might be a good way to make sure we cover, because I haven't gone all the way through, but I think I've put notes in a couple of people's documents now, adding some of the time-saving content. And so I feel like I'm going to end up touching all of them at some point. So.
Okay. So time-saving will Margaret, you've volunteered time saving for everything.
Or everything as much as we can all do it. So, I mean, I think I'm probably going to look at all of it at some point, but if others in my group don't have time to do all of them, that's perfectly acceptable.
Sounds great to me. All right. So are you all pretty clear about what your team or what you guys will do? So I'm going to share this link for the team roster, and I will also follow up with an email with just a kind of breakdown again. And again, it's as much as you guys are able to do, knowing that you all are super busy. Just hopefully a bunch of eyes will get on these documents and we can start bringing it all even better together. Okay. Moving on. Does anybody else have additional commentary, feedback, ideas about this before we move along on the agenda?
Sorry, this is Margaret again. I was just going to say, since I'm talking to people here, and since I've mentioned it, if you see weird little notes in your documents that pop up that say from Time Saving Group, that's us inserting things that we had discussed, and I've kind of put them in the places that look like they make sense, but feel free to move them around, edit them, what have you. It's just that we wanted to slip that information in somewhere, but that's where that's coming from, just so you know.
Thanks, Margaret. Okay, so moving on with the agenda. So as you can see, our final recommendations are not quite final quite yet, but it's getting there. And I'm hoping after these next 2 weeks of more reviewing and revising that it will really be robust and ready to share out with the community. So when that does happen, then I expect it's going to be really crazy, and that I don't know, maybe nobody will care, but I would imagine a lot of people have a lot of ideas about it. So my idea was that as long as our documentation is kind of divided into these teams, that the teams would kind of field the responses that come back to them and just try to handle that, basically. Basically have the commentary open until November is coming around the corner right now. Hopefully having it wrapping up by the end of November, and then we can ideally share our final recommendations and say that's it, we're done, before everybody wraps up for winter break in the mid-December or so. That's my hope. Yeah. So that really concludes my ideas about the plan going forward. Does anybody else have any other thoughts or feedback before we take a whack at a couple of JIRA tickets?
Yeah, if you want to encourage actual discussion, maybe during the everybody review on the email list, on the archive space list, pick a particular group, or I don't know if you could somehow generalize them into an area and say, well, this week we're focusing more in depth on whatever, resource records, give us your ideas, and then the people themselves will be focused on that and bounce ideas within the listserv that you could then summarize, as opposed to, you know, everybody working alone and not actually taking advantage of that synergy.
Mm-hmm. So are you thinking perhaps, like potentially sharing incrementally each team's document, like saying this week we're going to on behalf of CWEG, we're wanting to share with you the data entry specifications and share it, and then see what kind of commentary is from there, and then the next week share time-saving keyboard commands.
You could do it that way, or the first week you could just open everything up so that, you know, because people are always on vacation, so that
right.
they see everything, but actually just focus the discussion that week, and you could just resend that document. So here's everything, and then week one we're talking about data entry. Here's the stuff that actually focuses on data entry. Let the discussion mm-hmm. begin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that sounds like a really good idea. I think that's a really nice way to break it down a little bit more, especially to kind of orient it to how it's formatted for our project. Should we plan to do that after these 2 weeks are up? So after our, I guess after our next meeting. So we'll meet and see how things are going, and then we can go ahead and share that, and then just see from there. Sound good? Yeah. All right. Great. Moving along to the JIRA tickets here. I really wanted to pick up one, at least one that was kind of simple. And so this one, AR1763, is just asking for additional prompts. So I would like to hover over agent relation creation and other terms in the drop-down menus in the agent's manual and elsewhere to have the definition of these terms display. Do you folks have any thoughts about that? I kind of think that really depending on the organization, some people who work within the system may or may not have access to the main manual. So any additional information that's available might be helpful. But I could also see it going overboard where your mouse hovers over everything, and then all these pop-up texts kind of keep you from even accessing the fields that you want to add data to. But the spirit of it seems to be pretty straightforward. Any thoughts?
It sounds to me they just want more tooltips added, so that could go to the documentation committee or the archive space user group as a suggestion.
Oh, okay. Yep, that is not really in our field anyway. Okay, well, that sounds good. And then the other JIRA that I had selected actually is something that I tried to answer within the visual interface. This one is about expanding and collapsing all components of a finding aid in the tree view. And it also ties into some commentary that was on the member list recently about just keyword searching the resource tree. So it could be kind of a moot point because I just added a couple of screenshots for the visual interface suggesting that there be an expand all function. So if you push a button, then everything that's nested opens up So it could be a kind of long list on the resource tree, but at least it would enable some keyword searching of that level. And then the other function that I added to was the ability, like a search box or something, for that particular resource. And the implementation of that, I wasn't entirely sure on. But what I was hoping was that, say, if somebody wanted to find every instance of guitars in a music finding aid, that it would open up, it would expand the view for every series or nested component, basically, where guitar shows up. And then there should be a keyboard command that would kind of cycle through these research, these search results. Any additional thoughts and feedback are very welcome. Well, I think it's a pretty long afternoon, so I think we'd better go ahead and wrap up our meeting soon. I really appreciate all of your patience and all of your time in this project, and thank you for all this hard work and drafting up these recommendations. So I'll be in touch soon with just a summary of the assigned review of these final recommendations, and we'll take the next 2 weeks to really go over everything, try to make it lean, mean, and very digestible, and then we'll plan to share it soon with the member list after this 2 weeks is up, after our next meeting. Any additional comments from anybody? Betsy says, thanks, Lydia. Sounds great. Thank you. Thanks, all. All right. Well, have a great afternoon. Thank you so much. All right. Have a great day.
Thank you.